From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The International Organization for Migration said Tuesday that more than 350,000 migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year, fleeing turmoil and poverty in the Middle East and Africa in search of a better life in Europe. The intergovernmental agency said that more than 234,000 of them landed on the shores of Greece, with another 114,000 arriving in Italy and much smaller numbers in Spain and Malta. About 2,600 have died, often drowning when overcrowded boats operated by human traffickers have sunk. The latest figures came as Europe continued to cope with one of its biggest streams of migrants since World War II. Hungary is one of the main migrant entry points to the European Union, with more than 156,000 arriving this year. The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue on September 14th. Two more Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by a grenade blast during Monday's violent demonstrations in the capital Kyiv, bringing the death toll to three. Officials announced the deaths of the two servicemen Tuesday, a day after nationalists clashed with security forces outside the country's parliament building. The nationalists were protesting constitutional amendments proposed by the government that would give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia-backed separatists. The legislation won preliminary parliamentary approval Tuesday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry announced Tuesday that it has called more than 30 people in for questioning in connection with the violence there. This is VOA News. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on that nation's huge manufacturing sector on Tuesday. Prices on the Shanghai market fell sharply at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%, as Chinese officials insisted the situation is under control. Key stock indexes in London, Paris, and Germany were down nearly 3%. U.S. market indexes were off around 2% in midday trading. The developments have been so significant that Japan's finance minister, Taro Aso, suggested on Tuesday that the Chinese economy be a focus of this week's meeting of the group of 20 major economies. Al-Shabaab militants assaulted an African Union base in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers and reportedly taking others hostage. Death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who told VOA that a similar number of AU troops were abducted by Al-Shabaab. A local resident also reported seeing captured soldiers. There was no indication where the troops might have been taken. Gunmen attacked the base, located in the lower Shabelle region, with a car bomb on Tuesday. Al-Shabaab gunmen then entered the camp, triggering a gunfight with AU soldiers. Witnesses told VOA many of the soldiers fled. The World Meteorological Organization reports a strong El Niño is present in the tropical Pacific Ocean and warns it could develop into one of the strongest in history by the end of the year. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
During an El Niño event, water in the central and eastern Pacific becomes substantially warmer than normal. El Niño creates a number of weather anomalies, ranging from extremely wet to extremely dry conditions in some regions around the world. Rupa Kumar Kohli is a senior scientist with the World Meteorological Organization. He says climate models suggest water temperatures in the tropical Pacific Ocean are likely to exceed 2 degrees Celsius above average.
The peak strength of this El Niño, expected sometime during October 2015 to January 2016, could potentially place it among the 4 strongest El Niño events since 1950.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A local clerk in Kentucky has again refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples despite a recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court ordering her to do so. Local media reports that the office of Kim Davis, the elected court clerk in Kentucky's Rowan County, refused licenses to the same-sex marriage couples when Davis told the couples that her office would not be issuing licenses today. When asked by one of the couples under whose authority she was making the decision, she said, under God's authority.
That's the latest world news from VOA.